Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness and trolls and liars and thieves and scumbaggery and betrayal and demonization and etc. There's lots of etc., by the way. If you lose your sense of humour, you'll go frickin' nuts. A very special guest.
Wait, let me see if I can do that in the mafia impression, considering, you know, she's just that much of a gangster.
My very special guest is Suzanne Pozzo from OccupyCorporatism.com. Welcome back.
Hello.
What's on the news for today, Suzanne?
Well, you know, we've got this universal preschool program that Obama mentioned in his State of the Union address. And they want kids to go to school much earlier. They want to spend much more time, longer periods of time, indoctrinating your children, or my children. That's why my children are homeschooled. They want to make sure that the government funds everything so that they can have control over all of the programs. A gentleman named Grover Whiteburst from the Brookings Institute, that lovely globalist think tank, is Grover supporting this.
Grover. Isn't Grover like some kind of a Sesame Street character?
He is, and you would think that it would be that innocuous, but he's not. He's evil. He works for the Brookings.
Is he incidentally also a Bohemian Grover?
I don't know. I know that he works for a globalist think tank, so either he's really dumb and ignorant and doesn't realize what he's doing, or he does and he's got some evil mad scientist cackle.
Or he has some kind of a gun to his head.
Oh my God, yes. And everybody's busting in your door.
Mm. Well, anyway, continue.
So he's got these proposals that the government should have investments financially in pre-K programs. Federal funding should influence school curriculum to ensure that indoctrination is taught as a rule for evidence-based development. The federal-state partnership to influence communities by directing public school systems. Eliminating teacher unions by federalizing teachers' salaries with credit. Oh, don't worry. We'll just give you some credit. We're not actually going to pay you. Or, hey, if you don't do what we say, we're not going to pay you. The school districts will be under the thumb of the federal government in all its totality. And this is, you know, it's bad enough that we have indoctrination in our schools. But this is just cartoon insanity ridiculous.
Well, that's what the United States is all about now, isn't it?
Yes, entertainment.
So entertained and so uninformed.
Exactly, and that's how they want to keep them. You know, you've got the model UN, the UN, where kids can learn to be UN ambassadors and debate UN agendas. They're not learning about their constitutional republic. They're not learning about their rights or what was done to ensure that they had rights or all the people since 1776 who have fought to make sure that they have their rights. They're being taught that they're global citizens and this is a global society and your resource is my resource and my resource is my resource and you can only have it if you have enough pieces of paper to trade for it. And that's how we run things.
Yeah. What's yours is mine and what's mine's mine too.
Exactly. And I noticed last year when we had the Chicago teachers protesting, I wrote an article about that because when I dug into what they were actually protesting, it was the UN takeover of their schools. That if they didn't adhere to UN agenda that was being infiltrated into the curriculum and into the bureaucracy in the school as far as the principals and evaluations of teachers, that they would be just fired or let go with or without pay. Their tenure was, you know, it didn't matter anymore if they had the UN to follow, and that was it.
Well,
so of course,
It occurs to me that they're simply trying to brainwash a generation into being UN lovers and supporters so that when these children, when this generation grows up, they will not have known a Republic of the United States. They will not have known a constitution. They would have only known world government.
Absolutely. And so this initiative with Obama to put kids in school much earlier, you know, it's incredible that so many decades ago they found a really good reason to tear these children away from their parents for 8 hours a day to instruct them on how they should behave and how they should contribute to our society, what was approved and not. Mm. Now...
Yeah, well, look at it this way. With the technology that we've got now, just Skype alone, public schools are virtually a thing of the past, you know, or at least they frickin' well should be. Yet, the government's not doing any of that. They're not utilizing technology to free children from the drudgery of having to get up at a particular... I don't know about you, Suzanne, but I frickin' hated school. I hated every minute of it.
I did too. I didn't have a good time in school.
I mean, it just sucked. You know, everybody who you're hanging out with, you're only hanging out with them because you didn't want to be totally by yourself. And it kind of like forced me into this sort of social leech syndrome where I didn't necessarily 100% click with the people that I was hanging out with during lunchtimes or in class or whatever, but I just didn't really have much of a choice, and it was a hell of a lot better, of a better option than just being totally by myself and being a recluse and things like that. And that's not a good thing to teach kids, I think. I mean, and I learned differently after school what real friendship is actually about. It's about giving a frack about each other. It's about going the extra mile for each other. It's about being there for each other when you're absolutely desperately needed, not just being there because you don't really have any other choice. And I think this is the reason why none of the people that I was ever friends with in high school, primary school, elementary, whatever, are my friends today, because they weren't really my friends.
Absolutely. I didn't buy into what was popular. I chose to read books and eat my lunch by myself. And growing up in an area where there's a lot of cultures, what I found interesting was during lunchtime, everyone would naturally segregate. The Cubans would sit with the Cubans, the blacks would sit with the blacks, with the Mexican Hispanics would sit together, the whites would sit together. And nobody really, there was nothing nefarious going on. Like-minded liked like-minded. What made you more like me, I wanted to be around. And since I wasn't into, I went to a school that was a lot like 90210 for high school. And since I didn't really care about what was popular, I got to observe things more than participate. And I was perfectly fine with that. But like you said, the same thing happened for me. It wasn't until I got out of high school and I started actually making friends that I realized that how we treat other people is exactly what we get back. And if you are that person that everybody knows they can depend on and trust, then that will always come back to you. Anytime you ever need anything, there'll be a multitude of people who are willing to give it to you.
Yeah, provided you are friends with people who are actually your friends and not just, you know, using you or whatever. And, you know, that's happened to me many times. And the other thing I didn't like about high school was the fact that I didn't like the lessons that I was being taught. You know, it seemed really boring and pointless. And sure enough, other than basic math and basic English, I have not learned a single thing throughout my entire high school or university career that has ever been of any use whatsoever in any practical or philosophical or realistic manner.
That was a dilemma I realized for me when I sat down to homeschool my son, that beyond teaching him how to read and write and structure sentences and the proper way to write things and basic math skills, everything else is up for grabs. So I teach him a little bit of everything and try not to try to get him to have an open mind to the idea that we've got a lot of theories, and the information that's been disseminated down to us is not there for functionality. It's there to so we have trivial things to talk about, but we don't really know anything if we're paying attention to mainstream or paying attention to even the scientific studies that come out and the educational television and educational books. It's all really just for factoids. So you sound like what you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think I do like factoids, you know. I mean, they do sometimes offer some very great insight as to how the world really is or how it really works. But in terms of, again, practical application, do you get taught how to create a product, start a business, or learn a trade in high school? And in most cases, not. So when you come out of school, what are you going to do? You're either going to go into a slave job that's unskilled, pays bugger all, and won't really advance your intelligence or anything. Maybe at best you'll learn some kind of a work ethic out of it. Provided you don't have a work ethic already, like if you were a pampered, bratty child of some description, then you'd learn, oh, suddenly I have to actually get my pull finger and do some work myself.
When I got to college, there was a strange phenomenon that happened here, and I don't know if it's the same for you over in New Zealand, but everything became a trade. A two-year or six-month or year-and-a-half course on how to fix something. There was no education. There was no higher thought. You were taught to perform a function. And I even bought into that. I became a paralegal and got a paralegal degree because it was easy, it was quick, it was cheap, and it would, you know, $70 an hour that to start, that's pretty good pay. Yeah, let's go for that. But it was only a two-week course. There's no way I should have or was able to learn everything I needed to know to actually perform the function well, to do the basic function, of course, but to be a good paralegal, to have an open mind and an understanding of what the legal system really is and how it's changed and been manipulated and redirected over the decades? Absolutely not. I got nothing like that. I just got training on how to write documents, how to write summons, petitions, complaints, answers, you know, memorizing words and having a Black Law Dictionary. And that, living in Florida, everybody was learning how to fix air conditioners. You know, that was the big thing. There's no higher education. There's no complex thought. And that helps you understand and navigate your environment. That ability to facilitate higher thought and be able to reason and deduce. And it's not just based on experience. You also have to have the neurological capability to do that. And that's something that's taught. I have two small children. They just run right into the wall. Obviously, they don't have good... they don't understand consequence. They don't understand that what they're doing right now is going to affect what's about to happen to them or might happen to them later this evening or even into tomorrow. And we're not getting any of that.
Well, it's education, if you translate it into what it really means, it just means indoctrination. And people don't know where public schooling came from. They don't realize that it was the Prussians versus the French in a war prior to World War One, where the Prussians had public schooling and they had huge quantities of these brainwashed, mind-controlled, state-loving children coming out of these schools in order to go onto the fronts, whereas the French didn't, and the French got the pants beaten off them. And after that happened, every major Western government went, whoa, we need public schools. And in the United States, the very first public schools, children, I've seen actually like old black and white grainy footage of this. Children being dragged by soldiers on horseback with ropes from their parents to go to public school, right? That is what public school really is, ladies and gentlemen. It is a place that you are forced to go. by your tyrannical government so that they can brainwash you so that they can use you later on as cannon fodder, basically.
Absolutely. And now that this initiative has come to the forefront since this State of the Union, everyone is, I'm seeing a lot of movement in media about homeschooling. It's like all of a sudden now when he's introducing universal preschool, now that the ball is about to hit the floor, it dropped already. It's about to hit the floor. Now you act. Now all of a sudden parents are scrambling to homeschool.
It's ironic that they talk about universal preschool and universal health care, but they don't teach you nothing about the universe and how it really works.
Yes, absolutely.
Suzanne Pozel from OccupyCorporatism.com. Thank you very much for this little news break here. And after the break, I believe Mike Sparks will be talking about how 007, James Bond himself, was actually a real person. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com.